Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Mordechai Litwin.
We're holding the Siyata Dishmaya. We're holding the Siyata Dishmaya in Parshas Vayitzi. I would like to go through the Parsha and maybe try and learn together some anecdotes, some ideas on the Parsha. However, I can't really start talking before I mention yesterday morning in America, a very close friend of mine, one of the Manchester Kehillah, a younger man who's been struggling with an illness that he already caught when he was a chosen, was nifta yesterday morning. Yidi Broya, son, Modcha Zev Broya. The Kavura was supposed to be taking place now in Eretz Yisrael as we're speaking. However, there was a Hashgachas Hashem, there's been a snowstorm in America, and the Oren is still in America. We're waiting for Modcha Zev to be zecher the Kavura. As I had the privilege and schus to have a close keshe with him over the last years, I probably will end up mentioning during the drosha different things he taught me over his life. So when I refer to Modcha Zev, that's what I'm referring to. The parsha starts off, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shova Vayelech Harona. Yaakov Avinu starts on his journey from Be'er Sheva. And Rashi says, the first Rashi in the parsha, Ayedei Shebishvil Sheroiz Benois Kanan Ben Yitzchak Oviv. Yitzchak Avinu already expressed his unhappiness with Shaduchim of Benois Kanan. Memela, the end of the parasha, the end of Toldos, says Rashi, the last Sukkim of Toldos tells us when Esav takes another wife, a third wife, Mochlas Bas Yishmoel, to appease his father for the previous wives which he took from Canaan, Zishtei Rashi. Asks the Be'er Yosef, Reb Yosef Talant, a strong kasha, he said, we're in the middle of the parsha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has left after being sent, after getting the brochas, his mother sends him, go, find the shidduch. Yaakov's in the middle of his journey. Our parsha is continuing. Yaakov sleeps in the Mokam HaMikdash, and then eventually he gets his wives, he works for all those years. Why on earth does the Torah have to bring in this pasuk of Esav getting married to a third wife, Mochlas Bas Yishmoel? What's going on over here? Says the Be'er Yosef, an unbelievable idea. Says the Be'er Yosef, let's look at the difference between Yaakov Avinu's life and Esav's life so far. Yaakov Avinu here is about to embark on a mission to look for a new wife. It doesn't take him 1 year, it doesn't take him 2 years, 14 years. He's riddled with remorse. He has a father-in-law who's tricking him. He thinks he's marrying one wife, he gets married to the other wife. Then Yaakov Avinu's dino gets taken to Shechem. Yosef HaTzadik disappears. His life seems to be riddled with difficulty. Esav HaRosha, seems to have an easy ride. He gets married to one wife, no problem. A second wife, no problem. Oh, suddenly Yitzchak Avinu explains again that he's not happy with Benos Kanaan. No problem. He just picks up Mochlas Bas Yishmoel on the way and gets married. While Yaakov Avinu, the tzaddik, has to mitzvah for 14 years to find his wife. And he gets the wrong one, the right one. Says the Be'er Yosef, the Torah wants to tell us one thing. That the Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov went out on a journey of life. Even when things were not difficult, he still stayed focused. He stayed ne'emon to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whatever life threw at him. So we specially put in Esav. We specially mentioned how easy Esav's ride was finding his third wife while Yaakov was still struggling, to remind us how Yaakov Avinu remained Neman and Dovok in the Rabbeinu Shalom's ways all the way through his life. Very nice vote. Asks her Matisyo, Solomon should be gezind. Asks her Matisyo, he says, okay, very nice, beautiful vote for the Bar Yosef. Oh, but where do we see it in the Pasuk? Where are the Pesukim showing us this message in Vayetze Yaakov? This brings Ramatisio to ask an interesting question. If we look at Haftorah of our Parsha, and normally we find always that Haftorah corresponds to this week's Parsha. If we look at the Parsha of Haftorah, we find very interesting words that the Haftorah starts with. Vayivrach Yaakov Sedei Arom Vayavod Yisrael Ve'ishav Ishasham. Yaakov Inu makes a vayivrach to Sdei Arom. Ask about this, yo. I don't understand. Why does the parasha start off with vayetze Yaakov? Why not vayivrach Yaakov? Let the parasha start with a vayivrach Yaakov. Why vayetze Yaakov? And also, we find already the word vayivrach just early on in last week's parasha, where Rivka Emenu says to Yaakov Hassan, Va'ato b'ni, Shema b'koili kum barach l'cho, Lovan ochi charono. Go and be barach l'cho. Ask Sir Matisyo, I don't understand. When Rivka Emenu sends Yaakov, she uses the Loshen, in Perikov Zayin, Pasuk Mem Gimel, barach l'cho. The Haftorah in this week's parasha, which is corresponding to the message of the parasha, barach, vayivrach. Why does the parasha start with Vayetze? Why is the Torah using the Lashon of Vayetze when L'chayra Vayivrach will explain the situation so much better? Says Ramatisyo, an amazing insight. He says, in life, a person has an opportunity to go through life with a Vayivrach or the Vayetze. A Vayivrach means I'm fleeing, I have a difficulty, I'm fleeing from the situation which I'm in. Of course it's Hashgachas Hashem, but I have to run out of the situation as quickly as I can. Then there's a Vayetze. There's a Vayetze B'Yishev Adas, I know I have to move out of the situation. I know it's a difficulty, I know I have to move quickly, but there's a Vayetze. There's a Nechbodus, there's a focus, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is sending me on a mission. Zogar Matisyo. The Torah uses Vayetze, not Vayivrach. Vayetze to show us Yaakov Avinu, with all his difficulties, he still held his demeanor. He still held his focus. He still stayed Neman Lashem Olotirosoi. And the Torah especially does not use the word Vayivrach, because Vayivrach would indicate a certain amount of trying to fleeting the situation, trying to run away from reality. Therefore, we start with the Vayetze Yaakov. And says Ramatisyo, that's the Be'er Yosef's diuk. From the Vayetze, not the Vayivrach. Hameichin mitzadei gover. No, we can't change a pasuk in Nach. That's not the parasha. We connect a message of Nach, of somebody fleeting, moving on making a journey, to the message of our parasha. But the Loshen of our parasha is the diuk, and that's the message we're taking. Hameichim etzadigove, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam creates, gets ready everybody's steps, every journey has to take. As we mentioned earlier, Motcha Zev Zechino Levrocha always used to tell me this word whenever I asked him, through all of his treatments, which he went through nearly for 5 years straight, 5.5 years straight. I said, how are you? He said to me these three words. He said, Hanoisen Sheleg Katsomer. He says, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives, how much snow does he give us? He gives us as much wool to keep us warm. Hanoisen Sheleg Katsomer. This is what this younger man, between the ages of 21 and 27, kept on telling me. Never in the 5.5 years of his illness did I ever hear from him one word of complaint. Never. Always besimcha. Always having that nechbodus that I'm on a mission. I remember when I went to visit them for Shabbos a few months ago, and with little koiches, he drove to the airport to pick me up, and he had a big bump on his back, one of the growths which was in his body. I could see him sitting in his car on an angle, and I said to him, "How are you?" "Yeah, I'm fine. I've got a comfortable position." Never a word. That is someone who made a real vayetze, who went through a mission in life with that focus, with the nechbodus, realizing the Rabbeinu Shleilim is taking me somewhere. We've all heard of the Telzi yeshivas. Yeshivas Telz was burned, and most of the Bochrim were killed by the war. Miraculously, two of the Rosh Yeshivas survived, Rav Bloch and Rav Katz. Now, when Rav Bloch came straight away to America after he escaped, straight away the first thing he came to America, he wants to open a yeshiva. They said to him, "You're crazy. You just come from Europe. You're a visitor here. You're here for 5 minutes. You're going to open a yeshiva." And he said to them, he answered them with the following pshat. In Sefer Shmuel, and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof, we find a story there of Shaul HaMelech that wants to King David. Shaul is running after David HaMelech. He wants to kill David HaMelech. And Yohanan says to David, "Listen, you go hide in the field. I'm going to check if Shaul still wants to kill you. If Shaul still wants to kill you, I'll make a siman with you." And this siman will be as follows. He says, "I'm going to get someone to shoot arrows into the field in that you're hiding in. And if he says that the arrows went far, this is a siman that you should go." And the lashon he uses, Yonason uses, "Im koyoyma hine achitzim im chov ala leich kihine sholchach Hashem leich go." That means you should keep on moving. David, keep on moving. That was the siman that Yonason gave him. Says the Rav Bloch, "Why doesn't it say brach? Should say brach lecho. David's escaping, right? David's trying to be killed." Says the Rav Bloch, "Zecher Tzadik Livracha." This is exactly how you say it. He said, "Brach would mean you're running away, mebahola, out of fear." No. Leich, go because the Rabbeinu Shleilim is guiding you. Go because you're on a mission. Go because the Rabbeinu Shleilim is taking you somewhere on your unique place. Leich, not brach. And that is every stage of life, whether the Rabbeinu Shleilim sends someone Rahman on an illness, whether it's a parnosa, whether it's in the Seyon Ruchni. We have to remember, the Rabbeinu Shleilim is taking us, and our job is to go through it with a vayetze.
Sorry to interrupt,
why is he asked the question. The very good question. Why the Haftorah uses vayivrach? The answer is that the Haftorah of the power of the week correlates with the message of traveling, vayetze. The story there in Tanakh, which we bring, was trying to give a different message of the vayivrach. The diok of Rav Matisyo is the lashon of the parsha vayetze. The Nach was written with its own messages. That we're not when we Meiz Hashem could be taka that when we'll do that those psukim and Nach be'ion, there'll be a reason why, especially the words were used for Yivrach, which there surely was. The focus today is why the vayetze is over here. But yes, I'm sure that there's a deeper pshat in the sugya there Nach why they use the lashon of vayivrach. We move through the parsha. We get to Pasuk Chavches, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Yudalef. The famous Pasuk, Vayivka Bamokoim, Yaakov gets to the place, Vayolin Shom Kivu Hashemesh, Vayikach Me'avni Amokoim, Vayosem Rashoiso, Vayishkav Bamokoim, Ahu. So the Medrash on this Pasuk, where Yaakov goes to sleep in Mokim HaMikdash, Yaakov didn't know it was Mokim HaMikdash. The Medrash connects this to a Pasuk in Mishli. Pasuk in Mishli says, "Os teilech levetach darkecho, v'raglecho loisogo." If you won't stumble, you'll go. "Im tishkav loisifcha," when you lie down, when you'll sleep, you won't fear. "V'shachavto v'ovo shnasecho," and your sleep will be pleasant with you. So the Medrash is connecting the sleep of Yaakov Avinu to the Pasuk in Mishli, which says that the sleep is pleasant asked Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichrono Livracha, I don't understand. Said Rav Shimon Schwab, sleep is pleasant. The famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah there says, Sheina is ro letzadikim and ro loilam. Explains Rashi, ro lohem, why is sleep bad? Sheina iskim b'Torah, they can't learn Torah. Ro loilam, because the Torah that the tzadikim are learning is megan on the world, and when there's no tzadikim are sleeping, there's no Torah. Ask Rav Shimon Schwab. So I don't understand. The Medrash is saying that the sleep of Yaakov Avinu had a positive aspect. What's the positive aspect? We know that Sheina is not something which Tzadikim are supposed to be doing. And Yaakov Avinu himself didn't go to sleep properly for 14 years. He wasn't a Yishkav. I remember hearing about many different Gedolim. When Shmuel Bomba Zechatzalik Levrocha went and stayed in somebody's house for a few days, they said he left his bed untouched. Rabbi Povarsky is Havdim Chaim Lachaim, the Shiva of Tifrach, doesn't sleep in the bed all week, he's in his 90s. The Chernobyl Rebbe, those Angizun, they say he doesn't sleep in the bed all week. Grace of Tzadikim, Yaakov Avinu, the Medrash is saying, brings the Pozik in Mishli, beautiful. It's pleasant, the sleep is pleasant. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, says a beautiful idea. He said, he had the privilege of Rabbi Chonon Wasserman coming to stay in his house. He had the privilege of Chonon Wasserman coming to stay in his house shortly before the Second World War. And it ended up that Rabbi Chonon, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, slept in the same room as his young son. Now, they obviously didn't have many bedrooms, and Rabbi Chonon shared a bedroom with his son. He said it was Friday night, it was Leil Shabbos Kodesh, and Rabbi Shimon went in to make sure that everything's okay, that Rabbi Chonon was sleeping okay, comfortable. He said, and he saw an unbelievable sight. He said he saw on one side of the room his young little son sleeping like a baby, literally, with such shalva, with such menucha. And he sees Rabbi Chonon there. He said, exactly the same. He said, this Rosh Hashiva, this Godel Adur, was there lying with such, sleeping literally with such a sweetness, such a tranquility, such a menucha sanefesh. Says Rabbi Shimon, he says, now I understand the pasuk. The bitochen, the faith, the menuchas hanefesh of a tzaddik. And Rabbi Chonon, he says, Rabbi Chonon knew that the matzav in Europe was dangerous and where he was going back to. Oh, but when he's living in the Rabbeinu Shlilim's embrace, he goes to sleep the same way Avraham Avinu went to sleep the night before the Akedah, because he's living in the Rabbeinu Shlilim's embrace. He's living in that Kirvas Elikim. Going back to Mordechai Zeev, through all his ordeals, and he knew very well where he was up to. But that Kirvas Elikim, that closeness, that bitochen, that focus, was something very unique, especially for that age. Says the Medrash, V'shochavto v'arvash nosecho, that's a certain aspect of sleep, arevos, which sleep has. If a person goes to sleep realizing, I'm in the Rabbeinu Shlom's embrace. The Rabbeinu Shlom is with me. My Shver Zechon Levracha, before one of his 11 operations, on his brain operations, he was on the way being wheeled down to the surgery, and the nurse takes his blood pressure, his normal procedure, and she says to him, Mr. Homburger, I think there's something wrong. She says, why? He says, your blood pressure is normal. She says, well, it shouldn't be normal if a person's going down to such surgery. He says, why not? He says, I'm with my Creator. He's looking after me. I'm in his embrace. That's the beauty of the sleep of Tzadikim. That's the Kirvas Tzadikim of Tzadikim. And this leads us, this tranquility, this Kesel, the Rabbeinu Shleim, leads us to Pasuk Yutes. If we look in Pasuk Yutes, the Torah Akdesha tells us, Hayikra Shem HaMokim Ahu Beis Geil Ulam Luz Shem Ohel Rishenu. Says the Gemara, Psochim Daf Piches, says the Gemara, all our others had their message. Avraham Avinu, he was connected to a har. He was, the message of Avraham Avinu was like a mountain. It says, Bahar Hashem Yiroeh, Yitzchok was a sode, Yitzhi Yitzchok Lesuch Basode, Yaakov was a bias. Shenemar, our posuk, like it says, Yikra Sheamokim Hu Beiskeil, asks Reb Shimshon Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, what are the messages of the Ovos What's the message? And what do we say? Eloke Yaakov. Why is Yaakov, the message of Yaakov, taken to be this final, most important message of all the others? Says of Shimshon as follows. He says, you know, a person climbs a mountain. It's a public area, but he climbs, the higher he climbs, the more privacy he has. There's not many people at the top of the mountain, if anybody. And he connects the Rebbein Shalom up the mountain. That was Avraham Avinu. It's private, but there's a different, there's still a place for more privacy than an open space on top of a mountain. Yitzchok Avinu. And he went somewhere more private. A Sode. Sode is already a private domain. This is not a public place. Oba. It's still not as closed as a house. So Reb Shimshon, Yaakov Avinu, said it's not enough. It's not enough to be at the top of a mountain alone. It's not enough to be in a field. I need a bias. I need to be, my Keshe, the Rebbein Shalom, is completely secluded. It's me and the Rebbein Shalom. I'm closed. I'm be'oihel, I'm be'bias. That was Yaakov Avinu's Keshe, the Rebbein Shalom. As we mentioned, through all the difficulties, I'm in the bias. It's just me and the Rebbein Shalom. And they say over beautiful from Shmuel Volzner, Zichron Livracha, Tzadik Livracha. He says, Shlomo HaMelech writes a few different Sforim. It's Shashire, Kehelas, Mishli. If we look at the beginning, the opening words of all these three Sforim that he wrote, what does he write? By Kehelas, he starts off Ben David, starts mentioning his father. If we look in Mishli, he starts off Mishli Ben David. Shashirim, Hashel Shleim. Asif Shul Vosna, why does he start off the opening words by these two Svarim with Ben David? And when it comes to Shashirim, as he mentioned, Hashel Shleim, says as follows. He says, when it comes to Keheles, to remember that life is a trivialty, to remember that life is not important, don't focus on the Gashmias, Keheles, Hevel Avolim. That person can learn from his parents, grows up in a home where they focus, where they know how to give every part of life its own chashivas, understandable. You go to Mishli, Chochma, a person can be grow up in a home of Chochma. He has clever genes, he has the genes of Chochma. He grew up in a house of Chochma's Noshim Ben Sabesa. He can have Chochma Ben David. Zogreb Vosna. But there's one thing a person can't get from his parents. That's a Keshu with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shir Ashirim is the love songs, the intimate relationship between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. We can't get closer than that. That a person can have the most amazing parents, the most amazing home. Shir Ashirim, Ashel Shalom. This is something that we have to build, we have to work on. Our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nobody can do it for us. And that's the message of Yaakov Avinu, bias. He had that relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilam like a bias, as Reb Shimshon explains. That closeness, that kirvas elokim, which is what put Yaakov on the pedestal, so to speak. Carrying on through the parasha, we get to the pasuk, the famous pasuk, where Leah is given another son, Yehuda. Perikoptes, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Famous words. Vatar oid vatelet bein. Vatayim ha'apam oides Hashem. Alkein, Koroshim Yehuda, Talmud Meledes. Leah is blessed with another son, Yehuda. And the famous Gemara Brochas of Zion Amid Beis. Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, says, "Miyoyim shebora Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisraelom." From the day of creation, from the first day of creation, lo yhoya adam shehoyder Kadosh Baruch Hu at shebos Leah vaydaasoy shenemar apam oides Hashem. There was nobody that thanked the Rebbeinu Shalom like Leah. Ask the world. Nobody thanked Rebbeinu Shalom like Leah. What happened to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Leah? And everybody asks the question, what was so special about Leah Zedor? So I want to share with you a few different ideas to understand different aspects of the Hiddur. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichrono Livracha, says, if we look at Leah, her previous sons, she names them, with ideas, with bakoshas. Reuven, it's called Reuven, she says, Kiro Hashem be'oni, ki ata yevani ishi. I want my husband to love me, not as a second wife, as a tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's Reuven. And she doesn't necessarily get there. Rachel's always going to be the favorite. She doesn't get her tefillahs answered. Says Reb Shimon, that's the Hidah here. The Hidah is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm thanking you whatever you give me, even if it's not what I wanted. You've given me something, I thank you Hashem for what you've given me. I asked for more, I asked for different. Hashem, I thank you for what you've given me. Then he says, even a bit deeper. He said that in their family, in the Schwab dynasty, not from the Schwab side, from his wife's side, he said they had a grandfather, his name was Reb Mendel Rosenbaum, from the Eir of Zol. And he was a big Askan, and he was once privileged to be privy to a meeting with the king, King Macmillan II in Bavaria. And the meeting was, he was invited to go to the palace on Shabbos. And he couldn't drive on Shabbos, so he emptied his pockets and he made the walk. He trekked out to the palace and he met the king. The king was very impressed with him. And the king takes out a beautiful walking stick with a silver top and he says, I want to give this present to you. So he says to him, I'm really sorry, but I can't carry it. It's my Shabbos. So the king said, no problem, I'll send it to your house. And Reb Shimon explains, as in the family, this present from the king, even it's only a walking stick, but it had such monumental value. This was the heirloom in the family for many years until it got lost. It came from the king. Says Reb Shimon, Leah's hadar was, you know, I got something. You know who from? From the king. When the king gives me a gift, its value is irrelevant because it's come from the king. Hashem, that harocha of Reb Shimon, that understanding, that's a certain special element of Hidur. And the third message of Hapam Oides Hashem, this is something which we really can take with us into our lives. They say over, there used to be in Yerushalayim, Shel Yashan, in old Yerushalayim, there's a big Rosh Koel, big tzaddik, Reb Sholem Mashash. Reb Mashash was an older man. He went to give a drosha in a koilel, and on the way out from the drosha, his walking stick slipped out of his hand, fell down the stairs. They ran up to bring in the walking stick. He said, no, I don't need it. He carries on walking without his walking stick. So they asked him, he said, Rebbe, why do you walk with the walking stick if you don't need it? He said, I'll tell you. He says, 10 years ago, I had a very big operation. It was a life-saving operation, and I didn't know if I would survive. And I had nisim, I survived. I came out of the operation, I'm thinking, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want to thank you, but I know tomorrow I'm going to get back to the trivialities of life and I'm going to forget about that Koras HaTov to you. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to take a walking stick with me wherever I go, even though I don't need one. And I'm going to keep on asking myself, why am I walking with this walking stick? I don't need it. To remind myself, the Kaseida de Gahidah, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, thank you for giving me life. Thank you for giving me Chaim. Hapam Oides Hashem. There's levels of Oides Hashem, but to live with it, Kaseida, that was Leah's Chiddush. We should be Zeichataka to always live with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, be Moedet to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to finish off with one idea. If we look in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, in the Siman Tovkaf Nun Hei, the Ramah tells us, Yesh b'nei Adam, there's people that on Leil Tisha B'Av, Siman Evan Tachas Harosh, they put a stone under their head. Zecha, as a Zecha for the Churban. Zecha for what? What's the Zecha? For a Pasuk in our parasha, V'yikach Ma'avni Amokim. Because of Yaakov Avinu's Evan they put under his head, therefore, says the Ramah, that on Leil Tisha B'Av, we should put the Evan under our head. So my question is, our question today is, what's special about the Evan? What's special about this Evan? So let's try and understand this Evan a little bit more. Yaakov comes and suddenly the sun sets 2 hours early. Kivah Shemesh, he has to go to sleep. Achein Yeish Hashem v'mokim hazeh. He wakes up from his sleep. He says, Manoira mokim hazeh. You can't believe it. This is a moedig place. This is a mokim kodosh. I didn't know. No one told me. So what does he do? Yashkim of Yaakov, a boy, he gets up in the morning, takes the stone, Mikach Ha'Even, makes a matzeva, he puts shemen on it, and then he says these words. V'ho'Even azoyis asher samti matzeva ye beis elikim. This stone will be a beis elikim. Chala shetitin li asher asen eloch. I ask you, beis elikim, this stone is beis elikim. This stone is a beautiful stone, it's a matzeva, it's a monument, there's a lot of beautiful messages. Beis elikim. How does it become Beis Elikim? Says the Rechaim HaKodesh, few words. V'ha'even azoyis ha'shesamti, yeh Beis Elikim, yirik yuzeh even ha'shesiyo. This is the even ha'shesiyo. As the Gemara explains in Yuma, the even ha'shesiyo, the Gemara says, mimena hushtas ha'olam. From this stone, the whole world was created. Hushtas ha'olam. It's the pivotal stone of the whole world. Question is, and this, the Zohar Kodesh asked this question, Hashas Noyach, yeah, if the Evan Hashasiyah was there from when the world was created, what do you mean Yaakov is putting an Evan down here? The Evan Hashasiyah has always been there. What's Yaakov been putting that down? A new Beis Elikim, Evan Hashasiyah. How do you think the Zohar Kodesh? So the Zohar Kodesh answers a teretz, a pesedus teretz, which I can't understand. I want to share with you a different teretz. The Radal, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, explains as follows. What happened over here with the stones? Says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Yaakov Avinu took Yud Beis Avonim, he took 12 stones. Where were they from? The Mizbeach of Yitzchok Avinu, the Akedah. And he put them under his head, around his head. The idea is Asidim, Lamoid, there's going to be 12 Shvatim. And now they become one stone. They become one stone, these 12 stones. What did the Rebbein Shalim do? Is not the picture of Elezer. Not al regel yimino yve tova ha'even ad imke tohoimois. The Rebbein Shalim took this even and put it deep in the ground. I ask you a question. The Rebbein Shalim took one even and he put it in the mokum of this Evan Shasir of the world. Out of all the stones, of all the stories, of all the Maise of a similar bond, and the stone of Yaakov Avinu goes there. Why Yaakov Avinu stone? This is Hushtas Oilam. This is the place where this stone is now the Makor of the world. It's going on the Evan Shasir. So we understand that the Evan Shasir was there, Meshishis Me'abarishis, and now the Rabbeinu Shalom took Yaakov's stone and put it on the Evan Shasir. You know why? Because the aside of the world is to remember that we may have started off as Yud Beis Shvatim, but we became Evan Achas. There's no stronger substance than our Evan. We became one Evan. Yud Beis Shvatim, Klal Yisrael are one unit. Klal Yisrael are one chayfet. I never forget, years ago, when the Yiddish and the Shomers were murdered in India, in the Chabad house, and Mr. Holzberg spoke by the Revaya when he was buried, the couple, and he said, when I came from the airport with Aronis, he said, you know who was Mekabel Ponim me? The Gerer Rebbe, the Vizhnitzer Rebbe. He said, you know what I felt? I felt it was worth it. He said, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I am makriv this akedah of my children here. And I'll bring up my grandson, Moshe Holzberg. I'm fine with it. As long as I will create such an achdus in Klal Yisrael, such a shlemos in Klal Yisrael, it was worth it. But if not, if it's going to be pirud in Klal Yisrael, he said, there's no... I'm not willing to mock such korbanos. Says the Maral. Yaakov Avinu is the mid of Tiferes. In the midst we have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chod Yisoid, Malchus. The two extremes are Chesed and Gevura. What's in between Chesed and Gevura? Tiferes. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is not... He connects the two extremes. That's Tiferes. as chesed, which is the epitome of goodness. Gvura, which is din, in between is tiferes. Yaakovinu connects the extremes. That's tiferes. That's the beauty of tiferes, the yofi. You know, the best way to understand tiferes, if you take a cup of coffee, black coffee, and you pour in milk. So the middle will be white, the milk. The edge will be black, and the middle, the place where the black and the milk and the coffee meet, that's tiferes. That's the mizug. That's the connection. That's the in-between. That's Yaakov Avinu who brings shleimus. That's the beauty of tiferes. That's Yaakov Avinu is taking the even, taking the yud beis avonim, and bringing shleimus in Klal Yisrael. That's the yesod of the world. Says the Malbin, Yaakov Avinu is connected Golas Edom, our Golas. The only tikkun for our Golas, the only tikkun for our Tzoras, for Yeshua, is only Achdus, pure Achdus. Forget the couple, forget the hat, forget the tie. Achdus, Yiddish Kinder zusammen. Mimeno Hushtas Oilam, that was created the world, that was the Kiyum Oilam. Evan. Now we understand the Ramah. The Ramah says, the night of Sinas Chinam in the world, the night of Churban in the world, we take the Evan of Yaakov Avinu under our heads to remind us. This is the secret of Binyan Abayis, this is the secret of Kiyum HaOlam. We should take a bizoicha to emulate Motcha Zev Zecheinu Levrocha and his beautiful life which he taught us so much. And he should be zoicha take to a kvura b'mehira. Should be made itziyosha for ganz klal Yisrael, and we should be able to live, to build a beautiful relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlom, to live our life with the true vayetzi, not a vayivrach, with the true bias of Yaakov Avinu, where we have an intimate relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the achdus, like an even, of tziruf of the yud beis shvatim together, we should be zeichet to the binyan abayis and mehir of yaminu ami. Amen. Ich hab's gerade gesehen, 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 ich hab's g